I'm nervous. I haven't done this in a while. But I realized that I actually felt okay when I was doing it. So I may pick back up. I've been going through a lot lately as far as anxiety and depression and stuff, but I think what I will have to do is like really start paying attention to myself more so on a spiritual level, because like the vivid dreams that I be having, like I'll have a dream that night and then the next morning things that are referenced in that dream, you know, they come too. And I'm like, am I magical? You know? Because I had a dream about something dealing with my grandparents. And the things that happened in the dream, it had me question a lot of stuff. And then like 2 days after I had that dream, that's when all hell broke loose. Like, people, they weren't who you thought they were, or they weren't who they were, you know, made themselves out to be. And you really can't trust anyone, you know. And I think that's going to be my biggest issue, is learning to trust people again. I have a hard time doing it. I always feel that someone has a motive in everything they do. You know, not that, you know, it's something to cause me harm or anything of that nature, but, you know, it just makes you second guess everything that people do. You just have to watch their mannerisms, you know. And another thing that I noticed that I have doing is, like, I stop calling people. I used to always be the one to call, you know, calling them, checking on them and stuff, or, you know, anything like that. I can't do it anymore. You know, I just, like right now, it's just me and my kids. I don't think I have time or the ability to even have a relationship with anyone. And, you know, anyone that I have been with in the past, I mean, I wish you well. You know, I don't think that there is any way possible that I can rekindle an old flame or, you know, just go back to anybody. Because the stuff that I've been through in my past, I think that it made me who I am today. Well, I know it made me who I am today. So now my main focus is, you know, building relationships with my kids, so that, you know, they'll know, you know, what's going on. And I try to understand them and whatnot. So what I had to do was, like, well, anything that I was battling with, be it past issues with their, you know, their fathers or whatever, I had to address that. You know, only thing I did was just say, hey, I'm sorry. Even though I don't have anything to be sorry for, you know, in some situations, but just me letting that go, I feel so much better. So now I'm able to just look at my kids and, you know, understand why they are the way they are, you know, why they feel the way they feel, and let them know that it's okay to feel the way they feel. Try to explain every emotion that they're feeling. You know, if they feel that, you know, they're being neglected, or they feel, you know, anything else, I just let them know, like, hey, it's not you. You know, you can't let someone else's issues bring you down. You have to just do what's best for you. Live your life to the fullest. You know, so I think with me moving forward, I think that's going to be a great thing. I have to, my biggest issue is dealing with people. Like, I hate crowds. I hate even having to interact with people. If I'm not being paid to do it, meaning like work, you know, it's so hard. Like this ball they had, you know, I went out and bought 2 dresses for the ball. I had my makeup done and everything, and then the night of, I was like, you know what, I'm not going, because I can hear the noise of the ball before I even got there, like the loud music, the loud people talking, you know, people talking to me, either asking me questions or, you know, stuff like that. I can't handle it. I just can't. It feel like people just suck all of my energy out of me. But I have accepted that that's an issue that I have. I guess it would be considered, whether it's a social anxiety or whatever. I don't know, but I don't know. I have to figure something out. But I will say, honestly, right now where I am happier than I've ever been. I have a great relationship with my siblings, you know, my parents, and that means a lot to me, because, you know, they are a part of me, and a lot of stuff that I go through, they've already been through, you know. And it's not like how we used to not want to take advice from people. You know, I'm open to it. You know, if it's nothing to cause me any financial burdens or any type of harm, you know, I will listen to it. You know, I will, you know, just pray about it. I ask myself if that's something that I really want to do. But moving forward, I think what I will do is start back traveling more, like going places and doing stuff like I normally would do. And I remember, like, it brought me so much joy just to be able to just hop in a car and go somewhere and, you know, end up somewhere else. And I always used to go by myself, and then allowing others to be like, oh, you shouldn't go anywhere by yourself, you're a woman, you shouldn't go, you know, it's dangerous for you to go somewhere by yourself, you shouldn't do this and do that. And so I stopped going by myself, and then that's when I you know, start tagging other people along. You know, when you go with people, like I have a best friend, you know, we used to go places and do stuff all the time. It was very fun, you know, just to be able to go somewhere with somebody, and, you know, y'all just got the same type of energy or whatever, and, you know, you just have a good time. But once you try to add more people to it, you know, they would just suck the fun out of it. You know, they just bring in all their issues, and I can't do that, you know. So a lot of people, they'll feel that, you know, I act differently now, or, you know, I'm funny acting or this, and like, no, baby, I'm just protecting my peace. Like, you know, you're just too much for me. You know, like, too much negativity, it really would, you know, bring issues, you know. Not even just, you know, stress, you know. You got all kind of stuff, you know. Like, you just have to watch who you be around. And sometimes, too, I would say, like, once you cut a person off, well, I would say this first. When you find out who you are or what you are or whatever, and, you know, what your purpose is, and then you realize who you're keeping around you, like, who's your company. And if they don't, you know, display the same things or want or displaying, like, that growth that they want to do, you know, to be a better person, you have to just shy away from them. And once you do that, you will have some that will, by you stepping away, they will grow, you know. And I feel like everyone has a purpose or a timing, you know, what they always say, like a season in your life. You know, you just can't keep people around that don't want to be kept or shouldn't be kept, you know. Like, you have people like, oh, I've been with them for 5 years, and I've been with them for 9 years, and, you know, this and that. I don't want to just, you know, leave them now, and this, that, and the other. But at the same time, that don't mean shit, you know what I mean? So you can be with somebody for 5 years, or be with somebody for 9 years or whatever, and that shit just ain't what it is. You know, you can just be lost. You're set in your ways, and, you know, just trying to find an excuse on why I'm still there. You know, once you get out and realize, oh, hey, shit, I ain't gonna do all this. I gotta, trust me, like, you will really see that it's more out there, you know. You have people that will try to make you feel some type of way by you deciding to leave. Like, hey, you know, just because I'm married to you don't mean we have to always be together. Because if that was the case, then, you know, divorce wouldn't be an option. you know. So, and you don't even have to go through the whole thing of like trying to cheat and all this and that. Just say, hey, I'm out. You know, like, yeah, true enough, you know, you may feel some type of way, you know, you may feel like, oh, I'm gonna miss them, or oh, this, this, and that, or whatever, but at the end of the day, you're like, oh, it's so much more I could be doing. It's so much more out here, you know, so you just have to live your life, you know, find out who you are, and live your life. And don't just stay in a relationship with no kids. That's a big thing. I know, like, I've witnessed and semi-experienced. You know, you always want to just stay with a person because you have kids with them. But those kids, they see that bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Like, they can read to it. They know when mom isn't happy or when dad isn't happy. You know what I'm saying? And they know when, you know, they know. Kids ain't blind. They know. You know, so just what I do is just let them know, like, hey, this is where I'm at, this is where you're at, we, you know, we living, you know what I'm saying? And I've never had it to the point where I try to, you have those females that are very vindictive and they'll try to keep the other parent away from the kids. You know, I don't have anything to do with that. You know, I'm not the type, because, I mean, at the end of the day, that is your child. You know, so if you want to have a relationship with them, or, you know, whatever, hey, you know, pick up the phone, you know what I'm saying, or we'll make an arrangement or whatever. But speaking in future tense or whatever, there will be no pressure on my kids. You know, you'll have people that will try to force them to go or whatever. Like, I try to let my kids have an open mindset, you know what I'm saying? So they'll be able to really express themselves. And I think, too, with that, if your child does have that relationship with you, you know what I'm saying, you'll have more trust for them, you know what I'm saying? You won't really have... Kids, they're going to do what they want to do anyway. You're going to have kids, they're going to try different stuff with them. I mean, I was a child, you know, growing up, but you know what I'm saying? You just have a better relationship with them if they know that they can come to you and talk to you about anything. Because if you're always fussing at them about something, what the hell are we talking about? Because I know you're just going to fuss at me, right? So, with that being said, I think I know.